My name is Chris Cassano. I'm 19 years old. Today is October 28th, and I'm speaking with William Jacobs, who is a friend and brother of mine, and we met at an alumni conference in Des Moines, Iowa, for our fraternity. So we're recording in Iowa City, Iowa, and I'm just here to ask him some questions. So thanks for coming out, William.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
So I just wanted to start off and ask why you agreed to do this interview today.
Well, you approached me and you said you wanted to interview someone, and you're a brother, and I'm happy to help out any brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So to start off, I just was wondering where you're from and where are all the places you've lived in your life?
I was actually born in London, in Putney. And when I was younger, I moved around a lot. So my dad actually worked in London as a banker. And my mum, she moved around a lot. So we would move just around London to begin with. And then during my later childhood, we actually moved to the South Coast. There was this town coming up called Bournemouth. And we moved down there for a little bit, and that's where I went to secondary school. That's a high school in the UK, and I actually boarded there for the later part of my childhood for about 5 years. My mum's dad actually said boarding school is what makes a man, so that's where I was for the most of my childhood.
Great. And so currently, or what you did in your working life, what did you do as a career and how did you feel about that career?
So when I graduated, I was actually very lucky to get a job in Chicago as a banker. I worked at Harris Bank Corp, which I believe nowadays is called BMO Harris. I liked my job. It was a 9-to-5 job, and it put bread on the table for my family. It's not the most flashy, it's not one of the sports players or an actor or anything like that, but it was a job, and I was very thankful for it.
Very cool. So could you tell me a little bit about your childhood, like what you were like as a child and just an average day as a boy for you?
So for me growing up, it was a typical childhood. So when I was younger, it was very different to when I was an older child. So boarding school for me, it was up at 8 a.m., go to church till about 8:30, get breakfast, go to class, have lunch, go to class again, go back to my boarding house, talk around with a few of my fellow students. Then we had sign-in at 9 o'clock, and then I'd usually go for a run or go to the gym till about 9:30 and then go to bed. When I was a younger child, we used to visit my grandparents a lot. They lived close to us in London, so I spent many days with my granddad, who was a big influence on my life. When I was a young child, I think I was like most children, you know, not naughty per se, but a little, I think my dad used to call me cheeky. That's pretty much it.
Cool, very nice. So what were some achievements you've had in your life?
So my last year, or senior year, of secondary school, I was actually part of the football team, and we did very well in our region, or I believe it's state in America. So we actually got to go to nationals, and we finished second. And in the semi-final, I had the game-winning assist, and so I keep that with me till this day. But I think my greatest achievement is my kids and my grandkids. Like, everyone in my life has had a very healthy and happy life, and I think that's my greatest achievement.
Very cool. For football, that's soccer, right? Yeah. From London.
Yeah. So So when I talk about football, it's not the American football. It's the English football.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So now I'm going to kind of switch gears and talk about and ask questions about creativity, because the class that this interview is for is centered around creativity, so that's really what it's all about. So when I say the word creativity, what does that mean to you?
When I think of creativity, it's just an expression, you know. It's one of those things that anyone can do at any time. You want to draw, that's creative. You want to write a play, that's creative. I think most people are very creative in their own way every single day. I think people get stuck into routines and they don't think they're being creative, and I think everyone is creative.
Nice. So what are some ways that you've been creative in life? What do you think is kind of an example, maybe big scale or small scale, just any time you've kind of shown creativity?
When you asked me that question, I didn't think of anything too big. I thought of my day-to-day life, whether it's driving to go see my grandkids and not taking the same route, wanting to see a little bit more of the world. Whether it was for me just traveling to another country to go to university, I think that was a very creative, very heat-of-the-moment decision. I think that creativity is not just on the big scale, it's more about the little things.
Very cool. Yeah, those things are definitely creative. So a question we've kind of talked about a lot in class is, who do you think owns creativity? And there's been a lot of different answers, a lot of different ideas from kids in our class, and this is kind of just the main question that's always come up, so I just wanted to ask you, who do you think owns creativity?
I think the individual owns creativity. So, as William Shakespeare said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think the same basic concept applies to creativity, where it's in the eye of the person who is being creative. Someone can look at a piece of art and think, oh, that's just a drawing on paper, and another person can look at it and be like, wow, that's a masterpiece. I think creativity is owned by the individual and can be appreciated by others.
I like that answer. I like that Shakespeare quote a lot. So another thing we're doing in this class is we keep a journal and we sketch in it, we write in it, we try to be creative and express ourselves through this journal. And kind of a reoccurring idea is that journals are kind of good for us and good for our idea expressing. So what do you think about journals? Do you think that it's a good idea to kind of write and sketch your ideas, or do you think it's a waste of time, or what do you think your ideas are on that?
So I gave my grandkids the advice I wish my grandparents had given me, whereas I think journals are a brilliant idea. Like, I grew up and I never really wrote a journal. I mean, in boarding school, we had a diary, but it wasn't so much as to write or to draw. It was more about scheduling and what you're going to do tomorrow. But I think to have that creative outlet, just to write down your feelings and your day-to-day life and then look back at it on a couple of years, I think that's a wonderful concept.
Very cool. Yeah, I agree. Another thing, kind of bouncing off ideas from our class that we've been talking about, is kind of stealing like an artist. So one thing, we watched a TED Talk called Steal Like an Artist about how a man thinks that stealing is kind of what you have to do to make good work. You have to steal other people's ideas and then make them your own. And this is kind of controversial in our class, so I just wanted to see how you feel about how artists steal others' work and then make it their own.
I see where you're coming from with that TED Talk about how you described it, but I think you could argue that everything is stolen from at least something. There's always going to be some ounce of something and something else. So I think when it comes to stealing, it's not so much stealing if you make it your own. It's a big concept to get your head around, but if you have an idea and it's based off something else, that's still your idea, that's still you being creative. As long as it's to a certain extent though. So if you're just blatantly stealing someone else's work and then changing a little bit of it and trying to pass it off as your own, I don't agree with that. But if you're making it your own and you're putting your own creativity towards it, you're spending your time on it, you're making it something that you're proud of, then I think that that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely feel the same about that. So kind of about art in general, how do you think art has affected your life?
When I grew up, as I think most kids are, I didn't really appreciate art. And as I grew older, I went to a few museums with my children. And as it went on and on, I started to appreciate art a lot more. The art of the natural world around us, the paintings in galleries, the music we listen to on the radio. Grown up appreciating art more and more every day. Art is around us everywhere, and I think it's just a matter of appreciating it.
Yeah, definitely. Art is definitely a big thing in my life, and I'm glad to hear it is for yours as well. So, kind of just a general broad question, who are some people that you've looked up to in your life?
Well, when I was growing up, I was a big football fan, so to me it was the Man United player George Best. He never really cared about anyone's opinion about him, and I think that was a big thing in the football scene of that day, to take opinions of yourself and not care what anyone thinks. And I think that's something that I'm trying to instill in my grandkids now, with social media being such a prominent thing where someone can go on Instagram and then they can just judge you without really getting to know you. I also had I was a big fan of the Beatles. I know it's a bit cliche to say, but the American Invasion, as a Brit myself going to America, it did help me a lot.
Cool. I like to hear that. George Best, I don't know him, but that sounds like a pretty cool story. So what do you value most in your life?
The love of my wife, the love I have for my grandkids and my kids. And I'm very thankful now that everyone's happy and healthy and we've had no real big health problems. And there's always been a big thing around, as I've grown older, a lot of my friends have had many health problems, and right now I'm just very thankful for my health. And I think just time in general, just to appreciate time as it goes. When I was at boarding school, actually, my first year, we had to sit down and talk with our senior class, and they told us that the time in boarding school would go by in a flash of an eye, and you wouldn't even realize that you're graduating until you've graduated. And I think that really stuck with me to this day, because when I did graduate, it did go by in a flash. And I'm very thankful that I've tried to at least take a breath in every moment and stop and smell the roses, if you will.
Nice. And just one final question. How would you like to be remembered?
I think everyone wants to be remembered by the people in their life who've loved them. I remember my parents and my grandparents in my heart every day. And I hope my kids and my grandkids do the same. I hope I left a good impression on the people I met. And I don't want anything too flashy. I, I don't think I'll be remembered by the masses, but as long as my wife, my kids, and my grandkids remember me, I think they'll be fine by me.
Very cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, but thank you for the interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming out, William. I really appreciate it.